Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature all Motown songs that reached the number 5 status either on the Rhythm and Blues charts in the United States or the United States pop charts in celebration of the Motown Memories 555th show. This half hour, we'll hear from the Temptations, the Daz Band, the Supremes, the Commodores, Stevie Wonder, and Lionel Richie. Well, first up, the classic song from the Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, right here on Motown Memories.
Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Thank you. call himself a jack of all trades. Tell me, is that what's it, Papa, to an early grave? Folks say Papa would beg, borrow, steal to pay his bills.
Hey, Mama. Folks say Papa never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
Papa was a rolling stone.
Well, 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 well.
Well, when he laid his head, was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was a long, 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 long.
Papa was a rolling stone. Well, when he laid his head, was his home. And when he died,
all he left us was
we'll be right back.
Supremes with Up the Ladder to the Roof, and that reached number 5 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts in 1971. That was their first top 40 song after Diana Ross had left the group. The Supremes now consisted of Gene Terrell, Cindy Birdsong, and Mary Wilson. Before that, the Daz Band and Let It Whip, number 5 in the United States Billboard pop charts of 1982. And we started with The Temptations and Papa Was a Rolling Stone, number 5 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts of 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all songs that reached number 5, either on the United States Billboard pop charts or the United States Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, coming up, The Commodores and Lady You Bring Me Up. Well, Lady You Bring Me Up reached number 8 in the United States and also reached top 10 on the United States Billboard's Rhythm and Blues charts. It was a hit in England, reaching number 56 on the UK charts. It was written by Commodores member William King, his wife Shirley, and Harold Hudson, a member of the Commodores backing group. Lionel Richie did sing lead vocals, and it was one of the group's final big hits before he left for a solo career. Well, here is Lady You Bring Me Up, the Commodores. Right here on Motown.
Yeah. Motown Memories. The home of Motown Memories. Motown Memories with Tom Fowler.
Thank you.
Stevie Wonder and Master Blaster Jamming reached number 5 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1980. It also reached number 1 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts for 7 weeks. And the song was inspired from Bob Marley's song called Jamming. And we started with the Commodores and Lady You Bring Me Up, number 5 in the United States Rhythm and Blues Charts of 1981. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all songs that either reached the number 5 status on the Billboard Pop Charts or the Rhythm and Blues Charts of the United States. Well, coming up, a pretty song by Lionel Richie and Ballerina Girl right here on Motown.
Ballerina Girl, you are so lovely. With you standing there, I'm so aware of how much I care for you. You are more than now. You are for always. I can see in you my dreams come true. Don't you ever go away. You make me feel like there's nothing I can do. And when I hold you, I only want to say I love you. Ballerina girl, the joy you every day and night, holding tight, how I've waited for your love. Sometimes I've wondered if you'd ever come my way. Now that don't you ever go away. Ballerina Girl.
Lionel Richie and Ballerina Girl, number 5 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1986. Well, this hour, we featured all songs that reached number 5, even the United States Rhythm and Blues Charts and the United States Pop Charts, in celebration of the Motown Memories 555th show. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.